writes to us. Go ahead.
So we are reading assorted passages, chosen passages from the book Integrity, Words of Truth, passage 1. One truly who wishes to adhere to the Creator alone understands that it is impossible to adhere to Him unless one repels one's haughtiness from himself and always recognizes his faults and inferiority, so much that it will not seem to him that he has any merit, for so is the truth to the enlightened one.
Passage number 2.
One should accustom oneself with submissiveness and lowliness in heart and action, but mainly in the heart, and the truth will be known to him. In truth, one for whom the Creator opens his eyes and of consciousness always sees his lowliness, and he is ever ashamed of himself, especially when he thinks of the greatness of the Maker of all the works of creation. Because of the shame of him, he is as utterly nothing compared to him. And only because of the foulness of the serpent that blinds people's eyes from looking at the truth. And in this foulness, one is born from the sin of Adam HaRishon. He then imagines all his haughtiness and becomes ever blind to seeing the fear and awe of the Creator in his heart. And he does not know or feel his own haughtiness at all, for he is born and grows in this a little more each day from the one before it. All right, let's go on, Dudi.
Excerpt number 3. The more one understands his lowliness and persists with it in thought and action, the more he will feel the adhesion of his soul with the Creator. And by this, he will excite his heart to chase after the lowliness and to be a tail to the lions rather than a head to the foxes. When he sees that the more he diminishes and lowers himself in his heart, the more he can adhere to the Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Go on to 4.
Excerpt 4. After the fact, and even during the work that he does for the Creator, one should not depict any sublimity there, but only submission and lowliness, to see that he is as nothing before the Creator, that he does not do any deed, and what he does do is all by the power and help of God, who helped him and gave him the strength. Were it not for the Creator, he would have been nothing, and he will recognize all this with the recognition of the knowledge of the good. We translated 10 excerpts, yes.
Okay, let's go on.
Excerpt 5. In truth, one must always be subjugated and lowered anyway if he sees that he still has no fear, since his heart has still not been purified from bad lusts and bad qualities, but especially the quality of haughtiness. It turns out that he is despicable in the eyes of the Creator. So how can he dare curse a person, since he is hated and loathsome in the eyes of the Creator? But if he has already purified his heart completely to the point where he has been rewarded with true humbleness, and he cannot be proud, for how can he, when he is close to the Creator, and he becomes annulled in reality compared to him and regards himself as nothing?
Soon. 6.
It takes real subjugation and temperance to scrutinize himself as to what his heart wants every moment, since the inclination lurks after a person at all times to fail him through the power of his enticements. There is not 1 minute without the harm of greatness and anger and wickedness and cruelty and envy and hatred.
And so on.
7. The most important is to keep it in your heart that from him life emerges to all the organs. Therefore, if the heart is kept, then all the organs are kept anyhow. And the opposite is also true. Keeping of the rest of the organs, meaning sight, hearing, speech, touch, taste, and smell, the main intention with regard to them is to preserve the heart. For this reason, if you see that the heart is still full of lusts, know that all the guards did not work at all, since all the guards are materializing things. But the main thing is to subjugate the root in the heart, since from it emerges life. It was said about it, "Give me your heart, my son."
Hola.
Citut.
Excerpt 8. The most important is to always speak words of fear of the Creator with the friends and install love among them and remove hatred and envy and vengefulness and grudge from the heart, since according to what it seems to a person, it is a pleasure to the soul, but its end is more bitter than death. Therefore, one must truly force his inclination to remove from his heart the hatred, vengefulness, grudge, and anger, and the rest of the lusts that depend on the heart in every way you can. The intention of the learning is also mainly as the intention of the prayer, since the soul adheres and approaches the Creator through the letters of the Torah. And the letters and vapors ascend to the Creator, and he derives from this great contentment. Excerpt 9. It requires great moderation not to be rushed into scattering of the mind in other concepts, but only to delve and know oneself and one's soul, and examine everything and act in one's soul. What are its purpose and content, whether for lust or for truth? This should be one's conduct every single moment in each of one's engagements. This is the beginning and the start of everything. For a person sees all the afflictions but his own. He afflicts, and he is not afflicted. Since the most important is to know himself, his mind and powers, and his mind and soul and thoughts as he can, an eternal force in which he will be able to discern between truth and falsehood, so as to move away from falsehood and make it loathsome to an act, a word, or a thought.
And it's the last passage?
Yes. Excerpt 10. As to the good, the closer he comes, the more he discerns his remoteness from the good, and the more he yearns to come to the truth. There is no end to a word of truth, since the Torah and the Creator are all one, infinite. And evil is the opposite. A lie has an end. Since after an act of the inclination and the lust, even if he committed many crimes, he notices that it is filthy, and regrets it. However, he cannot get help from the Creator unless he first repels the haughtiness, since any haughtiness is an abomination to the Creator. I and he cannot dwell, and how can he help him? Yet without help, it is impossible to resist the evil inclination.